The time is 6:01. I now call the Town of Castle Rock Historic Preservation Board meeting of March 5th, 2025 to order. Recording Secretary Darcy, would you take a roll call?
Board Member Thayer. Board Member Vazani.
Here.
Board Member Aarons.
Present.
Board Member Warnke.
Here.
Board Member Hanash.
Here.
Vice Chair Plusinski. Chair Lang.
Here.
Liaison David Rowe.
Here.
Town Council Liaison Councilmember Davis.
Here.
Staff in attendance Brad Boland.
Present.
And myself, Darcy Hartman. Thank you.
So if I heard that right, it sounds like Melanie Vazinski's not here.
No,
she's absent.
Chris isn't here.
Chris.
Melanie's right
Chris
next to you.
Here. Okay. We were short somebody. So, yep. Okay. Thank you. Staff, let's see. All members of the board are present except Chris Plusinski? Yeah, Chris. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Boland, has this meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Minutes from the February 5th, 2025 board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, and a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Darcy, did you get those?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion is approved by a vote of
6-0.
Oh, let's do a roll call, I guess, first. Yep. Okay.
Board Member Thayer?
Yes.
Board Member Vazani?
Aye.
Board Member Aarons?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanash?
Yes.
Chair Lang?
Aye.
Thank you.
By a vote of 5-5. Yep. Well, myself, 6. 6-6. Okay. Town Council update. The board will now hear updates from Town Council by Council Member Mark Davis.
All right, so that was a short meeting last night. There was a lot of resolutions about downtown parking and asphalt, slurry seal. There's a lot of places, mostly in District 4. So if you live on Canyon Street, you're going to get a lot of stuff going on over there. It's mostly in a part of the Meadows, most of down the non-HOA on either side of the Rock, and some of the stuff down by South Street. So,
Mark, what was the issue about parking? What was the concern?
Oh, they're doing a a parking survey. So they're going to go through and try to find how many parking spots we have, how many parking spots we need.
In the downtown district?
Yeah, in the downtown area. And then where else we can get it from. So okay. One of the things that I brought up on the side was, does anybody here know that you're allowed to park in the three-story parking lot over by the, so you know you can't? Mm-hmm. The arm is up, and a lot of people still don't park on there. So there's three levels. There's most people only park on the bottom level, so you can just get to Great Divide or whatnot. But you can park on all three levels. And a lot of folks that I talk to don't know that. Mm. So we're trying to get the word out. So what I was trying to ask Kevin Tilson was, can you put a big poster on the front that says parking on all levels? A lot of us go around by Pegasus, go down the street, and if you just see that poster right there, word will get out. I guess they've sent it out on like, you know, a mailer or the website or something like that. But I never park up there, and I go to Great Divide all the time. So if you can tell your friends, that'd be great, because that'd, you know, that'd help out quite a bit.
Was it any public comments that brought up the parking, or was this just something that was
no,
on the board agenda?
I think they do a survey like every few years, and this is the year to do it. So I guess okay. It hasn't been done in a few years.
Okay.
But yeah, if you we have the view coming on that has public park, and we've added a lot of public parking and different things, so it's a good time to kind of see where we're at.
Right, but we just don't know when the view is going to be done to have that parking on that side of town.
Okay. I was curious because parking came up in discussion here in this forum over the city hotel project. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I was wondering if there was any spillover from that that came up in the...
Yeah, we're going to lose a lot of public parking with that hotel going up. So one of the things I brought up when I looked at that hotel was, why don't you buy the house across the street, turn it into a private parking lot for your hotel, and it's right there. Otherwise, you know, it's a high-end hotel, and I guess some people that stay in places like that will put their Mercedes two blocks away in an unsecured parking lot. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, they advertise that they would have valet parking, so we'll see how that works out. But so, okay, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, certainly.
Anything else?
A lot of stuff about the water, and we did approve a lot of the new stuff that's coming up. So they do have new water meters that are going to be going into everybody's house. So if your house is 2016 or newer, then you've already got the newest stuff. But there's a little box, and it's got a little round circle in the middle of the box on the side of your house. That's the meter. Some of the new stuff that's going in will be going into everybody's house. My house was built in 78, so everybody is getting a new one. And that new meter will be, they can get it by internet. So somebody sitting in their office is just going to go, bing, meter read, so they don't have to drive by your house all the time anymore. And that's going to take a few years to do it, but you'll be getting something in the mail that does say that we're getting a new meter, it's got to go in your house, and they're going to let you.
Can I ask a question on that? Mark, can I ask a question on that?
Certainly.
You said in. So that's going to be coming in at the water feed, or is it just on the side of the house?
There's a new one going on the side of the house, but it gets wired to your water main.
Inside.
So it should be, inside your mechanical room or something like that.
Interesting.
Some of the other things regarding the new plumbing fixtures. So they have you can buy a toilet for about $200. If you get a high-efficiency toilet that is 0.08 gallons, then the water department will give you $150 back. So the toilet only costs you $50. So that's a new thing they're coming out with as well.
Is that only a switch toilet out, or
yeah,
new builds too?
New builds too. So if you tell them, say, I have a 0.8 or a 1 gallon, then you get a hold of the water department. You say, I'm doing a new, like your house, you do a new build, and you know, I've got three bathrooms, I put in three new ones, they give you the rebate for it. Yeah.
How are they advertising that to the public?
I'm sorry?
How are they making the public notice?
Water bill, I believe.
Oh, through the water bill. Okay. Okay.
That's the rundown of it. We did talk about metro districts. So we were looking at the metro district that's coming in for the Brickyard, and that's coming up soon. But some people that do live in the Meadows know that there's been a little something-something over there with their metro district. So the town attorney has his eyes on it, and everybody else has verbally said, you know, I think it was, everybody saw it on the news. So that's coming up that they're going to start investigating that. So that was great news. That's pretty much all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks,
Mark.
Okay. Let's see. Any board members have any other questions for Mark before I move on to Brad? Nope. Okay. All right. Board will now hear from Mr. Brad Boland.
All right. So this conversation is really just a discussion with the board about what we want to do for HP month. I'm going to just do a quick rundown of what we've done in the past, and then we'll kind of open it up for discussion. So there's a couple of things that the Historic Preservation Board has done. So every year we've typically done a proclamation. Talking to David, we're going to maybe see if we can coordinate to have the Historical Society maybe be present for the proclamation, and if maybe somebody from the HP Board would like to be present, that would be great. I can definitely look into that. Typically what the town council does for that is the meeting before the proclamation, they'll actually vote on the proclamation on whether to do it or not. And then the proclamation would be the following meeting. So typically the vote's the second meeting in April, and then the proclamation is the first meeting of May. We've done a couple posters the last 2 years. I've got images, and I've actually got the physical ones. So we've done an 11x17 that have been put in kind of businesses, you know, passed out. And then we've done a handful of sidewalk posters that we've put in various parts of the town. And I've got a diagram to show where we've located them. Typically what I've done is we've placed them in downtown. Last year, we put one outside of Festival Park. We put one kind of at the corner of B&B Cafe, kind of thinking that's a place where people kind of gather on weekends. And then Kitty Corner at Castle Cafe. And then I've put one on the sidewalk kind of in between the Emporium and the barn, just kind of trying to find places that folks, you know, gather and might see it. We've put on a QR code on this. Honestly, we haven't gotten a whole lot of scans on them. I included in it. I don't know how many people, like, even if you see it, if you're going to stop and QR code it, but it is kind of a neat thing if somebody wants to do it. It's really easy to do it. We've also placed them outside of the rec center and P.S. Miller, the up there, because they get a lot of requests to put different things out there. They kind of like to put it kind of to the side. So I don't know if that's really a great bang for our buck if we wanted to do this again. I'd probably say if we were going to do the sidewalks, which I think people do say, I've heard people say that they see them, maybe do an additional one in the downtown area, and we can kind of talk about that. We've done placemats, I think it's been kind of an every other year. I know like 2 years ago, I went out like the Friday before Mother's Day and handed them out, thinking that's a bit busy, you know, day with a lot of kids. I've done that week, and not rather than the beginning of the month, because I figure at the beginning of the month, people, you know, the servers are going to just kind of throw them in a cupboard and they may not get out, but getting them out before Mother's Day, knowing that, you know, there's going to be a lot of kids, is kind of an effective way. Last year, we had a table at the spring kickoff concert. And I think we had a lot of folks coming up and just kind of ask and just kind of comment. I think it was a good way to kind of have a presence. And then our communications team does a great job with outreach through social media channels. They do a press release and do various things. So that's kind of just the rundown. And I'd love to open up to the board of kind of what your thoughts on what you would like to do this year. Yeah. So kind of what I outlined in the staff report, I think last year for the 6 sidewalk posters, they were at $75.30, so we spent about $4.50 on that. And then the posters, we printed about 60 of them at $1.25. And so that was $75. So we spent a little over $500. So I would recommend kind of keep it in that $400 to $600 range.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the posters in the sidewalk, we should do that again. That's my feeling. I think, you know, we got to be able to publicize what's going on for the month.
So we've talked about that previously, and quite frankly, we would probably need to be starting like over the summer in contact with them, because that's when they're making their curriculum. And that's a nut we've not been able to crack with the school district. If anybody has a connection, I think that'd be a great thing. I know that the Parks Commission has done something with, for like the town greeting card. And I think they got like a handful of participants. And so I think when we discussed it, we were like, I don't know if it was not the outreach that we were kind of hoping for, but it's definitely an idea, Robert. I mean, you can talk about it. We've kicked around, and I think it's a great idea. Just a matter of how do we execute it? But
yeah, we talked about that in the past, and I think it's a good idea. But We just weren't able to convince the school district to participate. I mean,
I'm wondering with the new art program going on at Cantrell School, mm-hmm. not being a historic building, and you know all the artists going through there now, maybe we go there instead. You know, go through that.
Yeah.
Like, have that yeah. somehow. What is the organization that puts on the art classes?
At the Cantrell School?
Is it Tri-Arts?
Yeah, I think it's Tri-Arts.
Yeah.
I took the watercolor class
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I was just thinking it's a way to get more people to know about it.
Yeah.
Just awareness.
Like Brad says, we're probably too late to work yeah. with the school again. Something we may want to try to do for next year and start that.
Yeah, earlier. I think even in previous years, like we'll discuss HP month like the following month in June to start kind of talking about it. I think we've had then we'll put it on like every 3 months to kind of check in. So I think just timeline, it probably makes sense. We've got a great person on the communications team that has created the poster in the past. And with the time frame, I think that would probably be appropriate, but I definitely like the idea of the art program. And so I'll definitely put that down as something for us to consider.
That's why I looked at the posters, just so you know and notice that it was
Yeah, no, thank you.
Do they use kids to do this?
Well, to help get our wheels going, David, why don't you tell us what the museum has going on for historic preservation?
I was just going to say, too, if we're looking for places for posters, the museum might be a good place for a poster, too.
Yep, we mm-hmm. provide the sidewalk poster. Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially that month, but that's probably a great location, an additional location.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have access? Sorry. Do you guys have access to all the posters that's on that three-story parking garage? They got all those facades in the very front.
Right, right.
Something to put. I mean, because people go to people go down there driving around trying to look for a parking spot. And if you can put something on.
I think we actually even have I don't know what they call it, but one of the windows, essentially. Yeah. I think the town actually has a window, so we may have done that, but I can't recall off the top of my head. But that's a
because my
idea.
Wife is friends with a lot of people in the homeschool community, and a mm-hmm. lot of those homeschoolers are artists. I can bring it up to them and see if they can.
But we had thought about having different grade levels and giving them an idea, like draw one of the historic buildings in town or something that is historic culturally,
right.
Like rhyolite mining or something. Yeah. But your idea is a good one, and it's been discussed before. So maybe we try to pursue it for next year.
Yeah, we didn't have that art program working in the Cantrell School, so that's something we can start reaching out. Typically, with the poster, we have the board approve it at the April meeting. It gets printed, they print it out pretty quick, and we usually will have the posters ready by mid-April. So, again, we typically kind of start this conversation a little earlier, but with certain circumstances, we still got plenty of time to get some things done. But
yeah. But the museum, aren't you guys doing a scavenger hunt?
Yeah. Yes.
How does that work?
May's a little bit of a busy month for us. We have the whole month of May, we have a scavenger hunt where we're trying to involve a lot of the historical buildings in town. That goes on all month. We're also on the 3rd of May, we're going to have trolley tours. And on the 17th, there's a Victoria's Tea at Kirk Hall.
So, Brad, on our QR codes that we have on the posters and on the sidewalks, does it take you to a site that lists all the things that the museum has going on?
Yeah, we've done it a couple of different ways. We've had it kind of go to the landing page of the Historic Preservation Month activities, and then also I think last year, each QR had a specific landing page for information about a historical building. So we kind of teased it as find the posters to learn about a historical building in Castle Rock. And I think it also did provide that information.
Okay.
Yep. And but we definitely still, the 11 by 17 poster did, and the placemats, I think, took you to the landing page for Historic Preservation Month.
But if I go there, will it talk about, you know, the tea or the trolley tours? Or
We'll build that out. We'll have a HP month. We'll definitely include their activities. And then as part of the communications team, when they push out items for HP month, they definitely coordinate with the Historical Society on pushing out their events. It's on the town's calendar. It's on the what's upcoming on the weekend, updates and things like that.
Okay.
Does that move over to the water update newsletter also?
I think we have included, I'm trying to think of what they call that document, but yeah, we've included some, like, little quips about a historical building and some HP month information in those newsletters, both the development services monthly, and I think we've done the water blank.
Town talk,
I think, yeah. It's in the communications plan, yeah, yep.
And Brad,
The placemats.
Yep,
we did those in the past, and if I recall, they were like for coloring.
Yep,
and we gave those out to the restaurants.
Yep,
and so the kids can color on those, and it had a picture of a historic building, right? Yeah, like that. So,
yeah, it's two-sided.
Yeah, I still think that's a good idea if we have money to fund that.
Okay.
So
I have a question too. Hopefully it's not too out of line. Yeah, what about the Chamber of Commerce? We do anything, work with them? As it goes for getting the word out?
We've talked to them. There is a, they do like a little like pamphlet for spring events. And I think they look for, typically they look for contributions to be in part of that. I think last year we decided that that wasn't kind of worth the money.
Cool.
It was going to be several hundred, it was like several hundred dollars to participate in that. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, that's about our budget, so.
Right, okay, yeah.
They are in a historic building.
They are. Mm-hmm. For a sidewalk. Okay.
Is there a portion of the kids' coloring placemat that they could do some sort of artwork on that? Can we change this at all at this point? Because if they could do some kind of artwork on it and then have some places that they could turn it in downtown for some sort of drawing at the end of the month, that brings them down without having to worry with the schools and getting that coordinated today, but does engage kids right this year, if you can change the artwork on this now to a spot that has draw, so whatever we were talking about.
I wonder if they could drop it at the library or something.
Yeah.
Maybe in the historic section.
Yes, we could talk about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they could drop it off at either, maybe even the museum as part of their scavenger. We can talk to the museum about that or the library. We don't have a great place in town hall, and I don't think we get the type of foot traffic.
Or maybe like the B&B or Castle Cafe would probably really love that. Don't they still do field trips to those places as schools to learn about the bullet hole and all? Do they still do that? They did it when my kids were little. You know, it's just they're already really kid-friendly.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Does a library set up a display?
I would imagine.
Does a library set up a display?
I don't believe so.
I believe they do.
Oh, do they?
So my family took the trolley tour last summer, and they take you up around Anderson Street and see all the older houses all the way down. And they did go by the B&B, and they told you about the bullet hole and all that stuff. So,
oh, the B&B.
Yeah. So it's it's about an hour, a little more than an hour, I believe.
Yeah.
Trolley tour, air conditioned car. So in case you need it.
We'll be talking actually about taking a tour during my staff updates, but Yeah, I don't know what exactly Robin, I don't know if you know if the library does anything for Historic Preservation Month.
I can check.
Okay.
I'm sure they
can. I know we put our poster up at the library. We had talked about maybe putting one of the sidewalk posters at the library, but the library just didn't fall within their
If
policies.
I ask and they want to talk to someone, would that be you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, if they do anything with their, I mean, because they do have the great collection. They did put the poster up last year for the library.
Yeah. And if I recall, one of the things we talked about last time we were discussing art was, in lieu of having like a competition where somebody's got to judge, we were just going to scan in some of the good ones and put them on a website, the Historic Preservation Month like website that people could go to and go, these are what the kids did. Just a sampling of them, some of the better ones. So that's kind of the discussion we had 2 years ago, something like that.
I'm not recalling that, but that could be an interesting way to do that rather than try to figure out a physical location.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then and it gets us out of the judging and trying to find one winner. As opposed to just put a scattering portfolio of, 20 fairly decent ones on.
It's a good idea. But turning it into a historical place so they can see a place that's historical as opposed to turning them in at the library, just visually for a child seeing something that's historical. Didn't you say something like that? Someone over on that side was saying.
Yeah.
But that can be done even with the placemats that,
have
kind of an outline.
I'm going to have a follow-up meeting with communications next week. I can see with our website policies, if that's something that we could do is like put those, they submit and then we can put them up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It might be neat for kids to see their artwork on the town's website.
Right. Okay.
Brad, anything else? You're asking about a banner?
Oh, those little flags that are going. Mm-hmm. Banners are all the way down the light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Is it worth to do a banner that you can use year after year?
It may be. I'll talk to Kevin Tilson about what, because I think they're the ones who manage those on how they manage those. If we can get they change them out, I think seasonally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can talk to Kevin Tilson about that.
The banners on the light posts.
Yeah. So they've got kind of like different banners, kind of advertising downtown Castle Rock. And I think they, they kind of rotate throughout the year. I don't know how frequently. It's amazing. I drive it, Wilcox every day and.
Well, like you did it on your map, if you did one here, one there, and people see it driving down the road, and it's year after year. So if it's yearly, then it might be worth to just do a banner that you can take down and put it back up, and then the money lasts longer.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Good.
Wouldn't something like that banner be something that could be shared with the city as well? I mean, you put the QR code on there and people can scan it and look at the table of contents and see future events coming. So it's not just specifically for one thing, but it's everybody doing shared event information. Like you're talking about on the on our water bills, that there's some town information.
Yeah.
So if we pursued the idea of doing banners, we'd have to purchase those out of our pot.
Potentially, yeah. But again, it would be kind of one of those, it's a one-time purchase and then.
Right.
So I met with Kevin yesterday. I'll meet with him in 2 weeks. I'll try to have a conversation before then and bring that back to you on what that would look like in April.
Yeah, and how many light posts are we talking about doing? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If we were to do the poster this year, are there thoughts on maybe what building we would want to highlight? I mean, I have some thoughts. So we did the Cantrell School last year. It made sense since the town had just purchased it and we wanted to highlight it. The year before that, we did the Museum Depot. Any thoughts on maybe a building to be highlighted?
Well, the Masonic Lodge building was an original bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to have a like a cupola up on the roof originally, mm-hmm. which is gone. But yeah, some old photos of that one might be one to highlight because it's right smack in the middle of town.
That was one of my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that is a project that the town you know, has provided some grants to.
Right.
So it is a good way to kind of highlight a building that, you know, the town has participated in.
Right.
And keeping the historic character.
And you can do a paragraph on its history, just, you know, a short little blurb about mm-hmm. what it originally was and what it meant to the town back in the day when it was first constructed. I think it was the only bank in town at the time.
Yeah, it's the First National Bank of Douglas County, I think. It's a formal name. Got it right here.
So, yeah, if we want to highlight something on a poster, unless somebody else has other. Dan, Robin, Alan.
That's great. That's not really the forefront that often, and so I think it's a good one
too. Yeah. Okay.
And I do know we have some historic photos. So what I may do here in the next few days is compile those and maybe just shoot out to the board to say, hey, is there, you know, an image that you like?
Yeah.
That's usually the starting point, and then they kind of stylize it.
Yeah. Okay. Good, Brad. Board members, any other questions for Brad? Brad, anything else?
Question would be, would the board want to participate in the spring kickoff concert again? You know, that would be last year when I literally brought a camping table and pulled it out, and we had some of the old posters, we had the walking guides, and it was a good time to kind of talk amongst ourselves and B, interact with the community.
Yeah, what's the date of that?
It is May 17th. And the Downtown Alliance was kind enough to waive the fee for us to participate since mm-hmm. we're a town mm-hmm. organization, so. Mm-hmm.
And what times would that be during the day? Do you know?
Yeah, it's like evening? A late, I think it opened, and when I meet with Kevin, I'll get the full details. But I want to say I came down around like lunchtime to set up. And then it's like late, you know, all the vendors are open probably about like 3-ish. Mm-hmm. And then I think the concert starts probably around like 5.
Okay. So we'd probably, if we participate, we'd probably want a couple of people to show up early enough to do the setup part. And then
potentially. Yeah.
And then anybody else that could join later in the evening or afternoon. Yeah, I guess we can try to do that again for May 17th.
I will give you the exact time here. So that would be a Saturday.
And how much time do we have before we 100% commit? Can we do it at the April meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if board members can check their schedules and see if you're willing to participate or able to participate, and then let us know in April, and if we've got, you know, enough.
Maybe if we all put in half an hour.
Lady Power, we'll do it.
I'll have to.
What's that, Mark?
If all of us commit to a half an hour, I think we can probably give a half an hour out of our day, and then all of us and just stay there a half an hour. The next guy comes up, and
we can. We can figure that out at April. But everybody can kind of check their personal calendars and let us know at the April meeting.
And I'll find out the times before that and let you know. Before that meeting, so you can.
Yep. And setup was just one of those four pole tent cover tent things and a table.
Didn't even have a tent, literally just had a table. We have a table spread town, and then just now I kind of learned maybe do a little bit more with that because we had some weather last year, so make sure to have something to keep down the pieces of paper.
Yeah.
But as I said, we printed out some of the walking tours. The museum has, and so a lot of people pick those up, and again,
well, I have a sunshade, you know, those things.
So we were located actually right under the pavilion.
Oh, you were in the pavilion.
Yeah, okay. So it kind of worked. We were shaded.
Okay.
you start putting sunshades up, like the tents, then the fire department gets involved to make they come inspect.
Okay.
But I know I've personally bought some sandbags for mine, so that probably would be sufficient do something. But we were actually located right under the pavilion, so we had natural cover.
Okay. I didn't know what was done last year because I didn't make it to that.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
So Robert,
yep.
And I don't want anybody to feel bad I can't make that. I think on the 17th I'll be in Rome, Italy. Yeah. So I don't think I could drive back in time.
I have to look at my schedule too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Paris and Barcelona.
Yeah.
Sometime around.
Yeah. So
there.
Last year we had Ron Clausen, who was the liaison at the time, came in full dress from the Victoria. So Victoria's Tea, they do like kind of character reenactments, correct?
From what I understand.
Yeah. So Ron Clausen, who was the liaison, he came right after that, and he kind of gave a little, did you know speech prior to the concert.
Nice. Yeah. He does a good job. I wonder if we can get him back for that.
We can reach out to Ron if you'd like to.
Huh?
I can contact Ron and see if he's willing to come back and do it.
Yeah, yeah, because he does that kind of thing really well.
No, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, that'd be good, David. Ask him. Okay. All right.
What I'm hearing is the placemats, but maybe change those up so that maybe we could have a place for the kids to kind of do a drawing on it, and then they could submit it to the town website, and we could potentially post some of them on the website. If that, again, I'd have to check to see if that meets policies and accessibility.
Yeah. If it meets policy.
Yeah.
And if they, sometimes it's kind of good to give them some guiding direction. So I don't mind the one like you showed with the Castle Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But then some way to do a little more freelancing with it too. So maybe someone from your art folks can kind of give us an idea on how to bring that about. But
yeah, no.
It's really focused on the younger kids, you know, while they're sitting there waiting for their burger with mom and dad, they can doodle. So, and hopefully learn something about historic preservation at the same time or about their town. So that's the goal. Okay. All right. No other questions for staff tonight then? Okay.
As I said, this is something that we think of throughout the year. So if you're again, May's right around the corner, but if you want to start thinking about, May
next
2026,
year.
It's never too early.
Yeah, and we may want to pursue the actual artwork with the schools, but do that sooner than later. Mm-hmm. Okay. On my agenda here, it says we're supposed to take a roll call, but I don't know what we're roll calling for. So
no, I don't think we have any direct motion right now, so I think we're fine.
Okay, for a design review board update, the design review board was canceled. I think it's canceled again for next Wednesday. So no updates to share with you there on the design review board. For folks that are new, the design review board is made up of representatives from all the other boards. And it looks at new construction or renovation construction in the downtown district, downtown proper area. So, and at times, that board and this board will see the same project. So, like the City Hotel.
Yeah. And I do have a small update for Design Review Board. So Town Council approved an ordinance to kind of change up the review process. So before the Design Review Board reviewed and decided on all projects in the downtown, Town Council approved an ordinance that for projects that are over 10,000 square feet of new building, the Design Review Board will be a reviewing body, and then Town Council will be the final decision maker on those. So
I see.
I think that passed maybe two or three town council meetings ago.
And that's over 10,000 square feet, you said?
Yeah.
And under 10,000 square feet just goes to the design review board then?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Typically, those larger projects are already going to town council for redevelopment agreements and whatnot, so it kind of makes sense to have council be involved in both parts of it.
Okay, thanks, Brad. All right, so, let's see. Castle Rock Historical Society and Museum Liaison Update. Okay, David, what else do you have for us?
The only thing I have to add to what I've already spoken about is we do have a couple of presentations the next couple months at the library. March 13th is going to be from author Scott Perry, the Denver Broncos history since 1970. And that's at 7 p.m. on the 13th. On April the 10th, our very own Ron Clausen is going to present a presentation on Castlewood Canyon. Same time, 7 p.m. at the library. The Historical Society is researching upgrading our website to bring it into the 21st century. And that's about all I got right now.
Okay, thanks, David.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Check for quorum for upcoming meetings. The next meeting is April 2nd. What's everybody's calendar looking like so far? So far, so good. I will probably be, I may not be here on April 2nd. I may be in Phoenix, so that, and that's not firm yet on my calendar, but you may have to take it.
Christopher
will probably. Oh, Chris. If Chris is here, yeah. Or one of you guys, but yeah, Chris. But everybody else looks okay right now. And then the next one is May 7th, so put that on your calendar. I think that wraps it up. Anything else, Brad?
Yeah, I've got a couple of updates.
Okay, let's do it.
So for the May meeting, I am arranging with the Historical Society to do a tour for the board. So we'll get the we've got the trolley, and then Angie from the museum will kind of give the guided tour. So that is about an hour. What I was thinking is to start that at 5:30 and then push back the meeting, the official meeting, to 6:30 if we have any items. Would 5:30 work for folks? Be here and we can get going. That way we're not pushing the meeting if we have business. We'll probably discuss HP month one last time at the May meeting. So we'll have that agenda item. But if for some reason we have a public hearing item, we would do that first at 6:30. So
okay.
Everybody should be able to make it by 5:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll probably head out probably like 5:35, 5:40. But I'll have more details at the April meeting on that.
Okay, and the trolley leaves from right down here in the park?
Yeah, I'll have to coordinate on where that'll be. Okay. The last time the HP board did that, we had a parking lot right here where the Encore was, and they just pulled in there. So it's been a minute since the HP board did that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that'd be cool. Thanks, Brad.
Okay. So I did send you the CLG update with events. Melanie informed me that she attended the last month's one on historic incentives about the tax incentives. The state did pass some new laws that I think that makes that a lot more enticing for folks. And so I wasn't able to attend, but I had attended a session at the Saving Places Conference, and I had spoken to Sarah Kappel about maybe her coming down. I'm thinking maybe the June meeting to kind of present that to the board. What I would also think is maybe advertise that, maybe definitely send kind of a notice to our historic landmarked properties, and then maybe even send a notice to properties that would be eligible for landmarking. So that's not just a presentation to the board, but maybe a presentation to the community. Because I think, especially with the way that the incentives are now, where it's fully refundable, could make it a landmark in your property more enticing. Hmm. So.
I completely agree with that. Listening to the program, I think it becomes incredibly enticing to designate if you're not designated. There's some incredible benefits.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great to identify. And I don't know which houses that would be, Brad. Would it be the cultural survey ones? Would it be, who would you reach out to?
That's a good question. I'd have to think about it. Like, you know, and I'd bring that back. You know, yeah. We'd have some time if we set that up. I'm thinking June, because we'll be busy with HP month and potentially some other things. You know, maybe it's everything that's over 50 years old. We do have kind of a windshield survey that kind of identifies like contributing structures versus non. So maybe anything that's listed as a contributing structure. But yeah, just kind of a quick, you know, just a letter just saying, hey, we're going to have this person, you know, present, and, you know, it may be of interest to you.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at that in June, did you say?
I'm thinking June would probably be a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think next month, I'll be bringing, we had been working on some amendments to the HP ordinance. And we had taken that to council and kind of had, I'd say 90% of what we had talked about had been given the blessing by town council to move ahead with. And with some public outreach, now with some changes, I want to bring that back to you to inform you and to get any more thoughts and then kind of restart that process. It deals with some landmarking criteria, noticing requirements, things like that. So that you'll see that at our next agenda. Do want to circle back to the CLG presentations. I just wanted to inform you that I'm actually going to be part of the panel for the next months to talk about our town's incentives, our, you know, what's working and what's not. It seems that the CLG coordinator really likes what we're doing here. So I did want to also provide you kind of some unfortunate news. Folks that are in the Craig and Gold neighborhood may be aware. We did have a fire at 705 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was a historically significant building. It was not landmarked. So we've worked with the insurance, you know, company to get the building secured. I don't know what's going to happen moving forward with the building. We're kind of being a little hands off at the right now as they figure things out, and then we'll see what's moving forward. But if I have any updates, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Pretty sad to see that one burn down.
Yeah. I think the four walls, the rhyolite walls are still up, but
nothing else.
I don't know if it's in any way salvageable or not. I think the first thought was just to get the site secured, and then we'll go from there.
Is the city working that then? When you say we're getting the site secure, or is that the city?
Yeah, we worked with the insurance company, like the building department.
I see.
You know, to get it make sure it was fenced, and they'll talk about what kind of cleanup needs to happen on the property.
If the city is involved, can we see if the rhyolite can be saved?
You know, it's there. Relocated. You're not the first person to ask that. you know, it's. You know, their personal property. So, again,
right. I understand.
But if it
ends up where we know that it's just going to a landfill, it would be interesting to try to salvage it if it's doable.
Yeah.
Because you could take it and do something with it at the Rhyolite Park.
Just could be used for the Cantrell School.
Yeah.
We'll see what moves. Okay. What happens with the problem? I just wanted to give you an update that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. You know, if they have to scrape the building, do we bring it for demolition review? I honestly don't know. I mean, it's so. Yeah. I'll provide updates as we know more, but very unfortunate.
Well,
situation.
Usually, what happens is everything just gets bulldozed and hauled to the landfill. So, if there's any way to interject the idea of salvaging that material, that would be great. Okay. Well, any other issues that anybody wants to raise before we close the meeting? No?
Those are my updates.
Okay. Well, the time is 6:50 and I move to adjourn the meeting. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And the second that came from Susan, did you say that? Okay. Second. And so recording secretary, Darcy, you want to take a roll call?
Board member Thayer.
Aye.
Board member Vizzani.
Aye.
Board member Ahrens.
Aye.
Board member Warnke.
Aye.
Board member Hanash.
Aye.
Chair Lang.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned.